This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Since the United States named China a currency manipulator on Monday, tensions between the two countries remain high. China's yuan weakened again Wednesday after hopes among financial traders that the decline was stabilizing helped to calm jittery global markets. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
China has stabilized the yuan, suggesting it might hold off from aggressively letting the currency weaken as a way to respond to American tariffs in a trade war that is wounding the world economy. An upward-moving yuan comes a day after Beijing sent financial markets tumbling by allowing the currency to fall to an 11-year low. A weaker yuan can help neutralize American tariffs on Chinese goods by making them more price competitive on international markets. But relations remain tense between the U.S. and China over complaints that China does not trade fairly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The currency war caused a 3% drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average Monday, its biggest drop of the year, after China let its yuan sink to its lowest point in more than a decade. On Tuesday, U.S. stocks rebounded, with the Dow climbing more than 1%. Asian markets are mixed in Wednesday trading. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan is vowing to reach out to the United Nations Security Council after rival India revoked the special status of the disputed Kashmir region. Prime Minister Khan told an emergency session of the Pakistani parliament the Indian action would intensify the ongoing insurgency in Kashmir, and the tensions could trigger another war between the two nuclear-armed nations. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's political party has long campaigned for the ending of the special status granted to Kashmir. For the latest news, whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump will visit the sites of last weekend's two